Today, we're talking about the credit card arbitrage strategy young professionals use to make a legal profit.
Arbitrage usually sounds like Wall Street jargon. Applying it to everyday credit cards is honestly brilliant.
It really is. You just use sign-up bonuses and cash back to generate profit. The catch is you pay zero interest.
So you're extracting value from banks instead of paying them to use their money. I love that.
Exactly. The math only works if you stay out of debt. Bankrate says 46% of cardholders carry balances.
With average interest rates near 20%, carrying a balance wipes out your points immediately.
Right. You have to use a credit card exactly like a debit card. Only spend money you already have.
Then the rewards are pure profit. LendingTree notes the average cashback sign-up bonus is around $160.
That's free money if you're disciplined. But we have to discuss the psychological traps built into plastic.
The mental games are real, you know. It's so easy to justify an impulse buy to get points.
You aren't alone. An Ipsos tracker showed 35% of people admit they spend more because of those incentives.
That completely ruins the strategy. Spending an extra $100 to get $2 in points means you lose.
MIT researchers even did brain scans on this. Using credit cards literally stimulates the reward networks in our brains.
The card acts like an accelerator for your spending appetite. Tapping my phone to pay feels dangerously easy.
It's designed to feel easy. Your spending has to stay exactly the same as it would with cash.
Okay, say my spending is locked down. How do I manage the cards to maximize my credit score?
You need to master the two-payment method. It keeps your credit utilization exceptionally low.
I've always heard you should keep your balance under 30%. Isn't that the golden rule?
Experts now say 30% is a ceiling, not a target. You want utilization in the low single digits.
But if I put all groceries on a card for points, my balance will climb during the month.
That's where the two-payment method comes in. Credit bureaus get your balance info on your statement closing date.
Ah, so the closing date is usually a few weeks before the actual payment is due.
Exactly. Pay off most of your balance just before the statement closes. The bank reports a tiny balance.
Then I pay the remaining few dollars before the due date. I earn points but report near zero debt.
You got it. To make this work, you don't need a dozen cards, just a simple rotation.
That's a relief. Experian says the average adult owns 7 cards. Tracking 7 closing dates sounds like a nightmare.
Keep it simple. Pick one reliable base card offering a flat 2% cash back for random bills.
Then add 1 or 2 category cards. Get 3 to 5% back on biggest expenses like groceries.
Right. Set calendar reminders to activate those quarterly categories. Maximize returns without overcomplicating your wallet.
What about sign-up bonuses? They usually require you to spend a bunch of money first to get that cash.
Yes, minimum spend requirements are the trap. The trick is timing card applications around large planned expenses.
Oh, so if my 6-month car insurance is due, I open the card a week before paying it.
Exactly. You hit the requirement instantly without altering your budget. You can also stack portals for extra cash back.
I do that often. Click a link before shopping online. You earn points plus the portal cash back.
It takes 5 seconds and doubles your return. Just remember to actually use the rewards you earn.
Right. Hoarding points doesn't pay the bills. You must cash them out regularly to benefit from the arbitrage.
Unused points lose value over time due to inflation. Creditcards.com found 23% of cardholders leave rewards unused.
That is literally leaving free money on the table. We cannot afford to do that right now.
Especially younger professionals. Experian recently reported that 72% of Gen Z carries a balance month to month.
That is a scary statistic. Chasing a few points at the grocery store isn't worth going into debt.
You have to treat credit cards as a strategic tool. They are not an emergency fund.
The ultimate safeguard is treating credit like a debit card. Just automate your full statement balance payments.
That way you never miss a due date. You never pay a late fee or a cent in interest.
So, what is the best first step for someone wanting to